social, impact, everywhere.
What's your advice for others to begin making a positive social impact or just general impact in their communities?
Yes, and I love that question because, and again, I think one of the most important things is that it doesn't have to be great big grand gestures that, you know, you have to get a grant for $1 million. It's just a matter of stepping back and knowing that you can make a difference. We are all change makers. Mm. We are all social impactors. We all have the potential to create something wonderful. And, you know, if somebody has this passion inside of them that says, you know, I just want to be the greatest dog walker there is and show people how being kind to animals and bring them to go visit people at the hospitals, then take a step in that direction. And the big thing also is that when you are doing these things, if you have something inside that you're passionate about, you're passionate about your garden. I mean, a garden can create so much joy for so many people. You bring those flowers to the lonely, you know, or to lonely people. Like, social impact can be in every part of life. So find people that will support you in whatever changes and whatever positive impact you want to make. Even if some people are like, really? Don't you like go to school and be, you know, a lawyer? Like, what do you mean you want to be a gardener? Everything is so important. When you listen to, you know, your own inner calling or heart or passion,
yeah,
you can create positive impact. And we need people to be doing all kinds of different things. And so if something is calling you, find people who will support you in that when you have the naysayers around you, right? Call Avery, call me. We'll be like, that's awesome. Whatever you want to do.
Literally anything.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Like I had a friend who was working in the corporate world, and she said, you know what? I just want to be a dog walker. And I said, you would be the best dog walker in the world. Go do that. Because here's the biggest thing is that being the very best version of you, which means being your authentic self, is your greatest gift to the world. Because you will ooze positivity and happiness when you are really being who you were meant to be. That sounds cliche, but it's so true. Because in my nursing career, as I got more and more anxious, I thought, I have to do something different. And now that I am speaking and sharing my message, and said, all I want to do is have deep, meaningful conversations. And like what we're, this conversation, I am loving this right now. Like, I am so happy.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? And like I would say to people when I started writing my book, don't you just want to write a book and share your message with the world? And they'd be like, no, I don't want to do that at all. I think, oh, well, I do. So I found people that would support me in that, you know. And the biggest message also is learn how to just show up for yourself and learn how to just show up for others. The smallest acts of kindness, and again, being the very best version of you, is a wonderful, tremendous step in the right direction. How's that for an answer?
I love it. No, that was incredible. Yvonne, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. I was feeling a little bit sick, a little bit under the weather, but I don't anymore. And it's funny though, when you have these kind of engaging conversations, even like little things, I just feel better.
And I love it.
Yeah, and I love what you're doing. So thank you once again just for being on the show and sharing that message.
Thank you so much. And I mean, anyone can feel free to connect with me anytime, loveyourlifetodeath.com. Thank you for what you do as well, Avery. This is awesome.